Hey friends, welcome to another Coach's Corner. This is Robert Imbrielli, your host. I'm going to be with you for a few minutes today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how you're feeling. Wait a minute, what do I mean by that? How are you feeling? Right now, I run into a lot of coaching clients, friends, associates who are really struggling sometimes to, you know, keep the emotions high in the face of everything that's going on. And mostly what's going on is uncertainty. It's really hard sometimes when you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know what the future is going to hold. You don't know what's going to happen next to try and maintain your sanity and keep your emotions up. It's really interesting because you could be on the internet and you could pick up and watch a video and the video is going to look like, wow, there's nothing great going to happen. We're going to be struggling and challenged, and there's more executive orders and these laws are changing and those laws are changing. Or, you know, I don't feel comfortable posting on social media because I don't want to be shamed. I don't want to be banned. I don't want to be, flamed. It's just any of this stuff that can go on. And it all has an impact on us, right? Some people live in fear about the virus. Some people are like, oh my God, I'm going to get this virus. It's going to kill me. And, you know, they still believe that that's the reality when it's not. The numbers don't support that at all. But some people are there. And the real question is, right now we're seeing a lot of people hit with, depression, loneliness, and that leads to gaining weight. I certainly have put on weight. I've been exercising a lot less than I normally did a year ago before all this pandemic stuff came in and became a part of our lives, if you will. A lot of people are like that. And, you know, we all suffer from not having enough human contact. We are biologically wired for love and connection. That's what we need more than anything. That's our fuel. And when we don't have that, it's sometimes hard to keep the smile going, right? Sometimes it's just heavy. And we could bury ourselves in work, and that'll work for a little while, but it's not complete. It's not everything, right? We need more than just work. We need interaction with other people. We need to get together. And I saw something really interesting on the weekend. I was watching some bits and pieces from the CPAC convention there in Florida. And there's a couple of people that I've watched on their news programs, alternative news, not mainstream media news. And, you know, they kind of come in, they do their program. Hey, you know, here's the news for today, blah, blah, blah. And the energy's kind of here. But what happened was really interesting on the weekend when I was watching them, their energy was up here. And I said, okay, what's the difference? Right? They were literally on fire. Well, was it because they were at this convention? It was because they were at the convention, but they were around so many other people. And when people get together, we generally have fun. We don't argue, we don't yell at each other, right? We generally have fun. And it is so important to recognize that that's a piece that's missing. I'm going to encourage you, screw the rules, screw everything, start getting together with your friends again, because it's the best thing you can do to keep that smile going. Also, be very aware of where you're spending your time as far as media goes. If you're watching a lot of stuff and it's bringing you down, turn it off or go find something else to watch. So my little routine is, I'll watch something, and if it's starting to bring me down, then I have things I can do, things I can watch, things I can listen to bring my spirits back up again. Because the worst thing you want to be is caught in that situation where you're being pummeled down. You're not looking forward to what's coming. You're confused, maybe even scared, fearful, whatever is going on with you. You don't want to be there. You want to be able to bring yourself back up. And it's hard to do sometimes when you're alone. When you're not around your friends, right? I've been doing masterminds every week, and although those are helpful, this doesn't replace being face-to-face with people. So do the best you can there, but also try to get as much FaceTime as you possibly can with other people. That's going to help you tremendously. Now, a couple of things that you should be keeping in mind right now. Yes, we're in uncertain times. There's no question about it. Executive orders being signed. The guy who's signing them doesn't even know what he's signing half the time. And, it makes you wonder where these coming from, who's writing them. Why isn't there any explanation to what is being signed? The media, mass media, is not covering it. It's really scary, right? It's really it's very uncertain in a lot of respects, because you don't know, certainly from a business perspective, what to expect politically going forward. And you don't know what the taxes are going to be like. You don't know what the economy is going to be like. Right now, it looks like the economy is pretty much going to tank as it's going forward here. That's not good. But our job, our responsibility is to ourselves, right? That's our main responsibility. It'd be nice to be able to change everything that's out there. We can't do that. Right? We can impact it, but we can't actually change it But what we can do is we can make sure that we are in a good space. So I work on that. I work on me, number one. Okay, get up in the morning, you know, check in, check all my feeds, check what's going on. And then if it starts to bring me down, then I've got to go find things that are going to bring me back up again. Because the last thing I want to do is lose a whole day feeling down, feeling sad, feeling depressed, feeling lonely, right? I want to get out of that as quickly as I possibly can. So sometimes motion, sometimes it's music. It depends what I listen to on the car on the way to the office. I'll change things up depending on how I'm feeling, what I need to feel. If I need to raise that vibration up a little bit, I'm going to make different decisions than, you know, if I'm already good and I just want to, you know, get, you know, whatever it is, the information that I want to get, podcasts that I'm going to listen to, music I'm going to tune into, all of that kind of thing. We have control over those things. And I would encourage you to exercise that control and not be a victim of, you know, the mass media that's constantly programming us and programming us and programming us and making you feel worse and worse and worse. Now, when it comes to social media is another thing that brings us down a lot. I found a lot of people telling me that they don't post as much on social now because they're afraid of expressing themselves or saying what they think. You know, Facebook says, hey, what's on your mind? They don't really want to know what's on your mind. Trust me, they don't want to know what's on your mind. They want to know what's on their mind and they want you to agree with what they believe. It's a very different experience than it was made out to be initially. So what I would encourage you to do, if you're feeling that way, and I'm there, I post a lot less on Facebook, if at all. This video might be on Facebook, but that's about all I'm doing right now. And, you know, at some point I won't be on Facebook anymore because it is not a fun place to be when you're worried about what you're posting and what you're going to say, right? Twitter, the same thing. I went to post something today and bam, it was blocked even before it got posted. And I was saying, why am I here? What do I really care about this platform for? I mean, I got 20,000 followers. And that results in what? Maybe 100 people watching the video? Yeah, I can get that somewhere else. So I started to look at other social media networks and Gab and Minds.com and Parler, and I looked at all of them. I've got accounts on all of them. Haven't really settled into the one I want to spend the most energy on yet, but they're interesting because I don't have that fear of posting. I can post what I want. I can speak my mind. And, you know, if people don't agree with me, that's fine. It's not going to get censored. I'm not going to get banned. My account's not going to get shut down, which is really, you know, an oppressive feeling. Now, truth be told, I grew up in Montreal. Socialist government. The reason I left, the honest truth reason I left is because I felt the oppression of that government. They were in every part of your life. They exercised themselves. Yeah, free healthcare, but they controlled it. Would you want the government controlling your healthcare? I mean, they can't even get DMV right. But they controlled it. That meant they decided what treatments you were eligible for, when you could get them, if you could get them. There were a lot of treatments that were available in the United States, but they didn't want to pay for it up there, so it wasn't part of the program. You couldn't get it. Another thing was they paid for your college. So I went up there. I went 5 years of college up there, and what I realized, I got friendly with one of the professors, and we spent a lot of time together outside of school, and he would teach me things that he said, I can't teach this. And I said, what do you mean you can't teach it? You're a teacher. You should be able to teach anything. He says, no, it's controlled. The government pays for your education, which means they control the curriculum. They control what you learn. Then I said, okay, I graduated college. I got my degree in professional photography. I'm going out. I set up a photo studio. I was just on St. Catherine Street in Amherst in Montreal, downtown Montreal. And I set up a photo studio right out. I hadn't even graduated photo school yet. I already had a photo studio set up. I rented a place. I got a big room. I set up, yeah, I built a little makeup room for the models to come in. I was photographing model portfolios back then. And it was really difficult to run a business because of all the regulations and all the taxes and everything that you needed to do. All the communications back then, everything had to be in French, even though I was English speaking primarily. Everything had to be in French, which was ridiculous, but that was the law. And it got harder and harder, and I just felt that oppression, right? So as we move here in this country now more and more towards that, you and I are going to start to feel more of the government being involved in every part of your life. Not a good thing. Not a good feeling. Right? You're feeling it already on social media because you're rethinking, gee, should I post this? Should I not post this? This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. I want to post it. And you're thinking about it and going, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get banned. I don't want my account shut down. I don't want people, you know, pointing fingers at me or saying nasty things. And what happens is we pull back and we don't do it. But the problem with that, you might say, ah, it's just a post. Who cares? But over time, that really takes a toll on your well-being, emotional well-being. Right? we're a country, we grew up, but you can speak and you can speak your mind and it's fine. Somebody disagrees with you, that's fine. They keep scrolling, it's not a big deal. But now we've introduced this idea of shaming people if you don't agree with them. If you don't agree with them, you attack them. Where did this ever come from? This is never part of our society. This is a new concept now. You know, you attack them, you ban them, you block them, you shadow ban them, right? All the stuff that's going on. It's like, this is crazy. This is just really crazy. So I would encourage you to pay attention to those things. They do add up and they do take their toll. And I would pay attention very much so on where you're getting your media from. I get, you know, at least 30 different sources of media on a daily basis. Why? Because I'm not getting the truth from mainstream media anymore. It's been a long time that's just a propaganda machine now for the most part. So stay away from it. But I have to work at getting the right news and getting the real information to really figure out what's going on out there. And when I do, sometimes it's really great. Some days are really great. Some days not so great. It's just this roller coaster. But when it's down, I find ways to get back up because I know I got to get on with my day. I got things to do, projects I want to create, videos I want to create, people I want to coach. Imagine if I got on a coaching call and I was down. Not going to happen, right? Imagine if I said, okay, today is the day I get to do a podcast episode, but I'm down, I'm sad, I'm depressed. Am I going to do a good job at it? No. Could I fake it? To a certain extent, yes, but energetically, your audience is going to pick up on it. So you got to make sure that you do everything you can to make sure you put that smile on your face because nobody else can. Nothing else can. You know, you go shopping, I'm going to buy something cool, and you go buy something for yourself. You feel happy about it, and how long does that last, right? Shopping therapy. Bam, you shop, it feels really great, and 2 days later, it's completely forgotten. You're looking for the next thing. Doesn't work. You've got to be able to find ways to put yourself in a good space every single day, especially now. Now, you might say, really, does it matter? Well, it matters to you, number one. It matters to your health, your emotional health, your mental health. It matters to the people around you because they're struggling too. But if they can bleed off your positivity, right, and they will, they'll feed off of that and they'll start to feel better about themselves. That's really what we got to do it for. We got to do it for those people who can't figure it out for themselves. Won't figure it out for themselves, or don't know how to figure it out for themselves. We got to be the example. People often ask, what can I do? You know, this is crazy what's going on in our society right now. It is. But the best thing you can do is take care of you. Be a shining example of what's possible. And put the good information that you find out there in as many places as you possibly can so other people can tap into it. There's going to be a lot of people who are only following mainstream media, and when they find out what's really happening behind the scenes and what isn't being reported, they're going to be in shock. I promise you, they're going to be in shock. They won't get what's really happening. They've been told this narrative, and they keep repeating it again and again and again. They totally believe it. And then when you start to look at, you know, the rest of the news that's not being reported, you get a different story. So we have to be that person. We have to be the person who shares as much as possible. We do everything we can to make ourselves feel better. Remember, put that mask on first. You know, the truth of the matter is, if you don't put the mask on first and the cabin depressurizes, you could be unconscious within seconds. You'll never get the chance to put your mask on. You'll be wiped out. So you got to take care of you first so that you then are in a position to take care of somebody else. And that's exactly what I'm asking you to do here. Take care of you first so that you can then be in a very powerful, strong position, and you'll be strong enough emotionally, mentally, and physically to be able to help those around you because we're going through some rough times. It's going to be rough for a little while yet. I have good hope that it's going to be fine later on, but we've got to get there, and we're not quite there yet. We've got to go through the rapids before we get to the part of the river where it's really calm and smooth again. We'll get there. You know, we always do. Spring always follows winter. We're still in winter right now, and the storm's pretty rough. But I think on the other end of it, I think we're going to be just fine. So we got to keep our eye on the goal, you know, where we're going. And every day you've got to do everything you can to keep your smile on and keep yourself in a good space. If you do that, this isn't going to be so difficult. So I wanted to leave you with that today. That was my message for you. I was thinking about you today and say, you know, I really got to share this because it's important. And I want you to do whatever you can. Reach out to as many people as you want to. Reach out to me. Reach out to anyone. And just say, hi. Hey, how you doing? Send me an email. You know, get on the phone. Whatever. We'll do a Zoom call. You know, whatever. Just keep those lines of communication as open as possible because the worst thing we can do is self-isolate. Very, very, very bad thing to be doing. Human beings are not built for that. That is punishment, right? But somebody gets put in prison, they put him in isolation as punishment. Punishment We don't want to be punishing ourselves. That's not the game here. We want to be around other people. We want to be growing. We want to be laughing. We want to be loving. And the only way to do that is to just get out there and do it, because, you know, if you wait for the government to give you the okay, they may never give you the okay. Literally. You know, Fauci's talking about wearing masks for the next 10 years, you know, even after everyone's vaccinated with this horrible vaccine. You know, you keep wearing the mask. It's like, this is never going to end. Well, it's going to end when you and I decide it's over for us. And when you decide that and you make it over, then other people will start to follow. And before you know it, we have a movement of people saying, okay, enough of this. We're done. We're done. Tired of the masks, tired of the social distancing, tired of all the nonsense of a virus that has a 99.8% survival rate. What are we doing to our economy? What are we doing to our society? What are we doing to the people we care about most? So put it in that perspective. Do what you need to do. Get out there and, you know, make a difference for yourself, and then become the example that others can follow. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you real soon.